Some of the most vocal efforts to prevent employers from hiring undocumented immigrants were led by a coalition of activists from Southern California a few years ago. They did it with controversial street protests, armed border patrols, and new laws aimed at penalizing people here illegally. But many of their prominent leaders have moved on, leaving behind a fractured movement with diminishing influence over immigration policy locally and across the nation. The California Report's Los Angeles bureau chief, Stephen Cuevas, has that story.
Knock it off! Yeah. Yeah.
Shelley Milne was once a hard-charging crusader who could rally a small army of protesters with a hand-painted sign and a bullhorn.
We need you. We need the boots on the ground because you know what? Faith without works is dead. Get out on the street. Knock your doors.
Milne spearheaded a campaign to pass E-Verify ordinances in cities across inland Southern California that required businesses to check an employee's immigration status. Federal law currently requires such checks only on people applying for government jobs. Milne spurred the laws to passage in several cities, including Hemet, where she now sits on the city council. But the ordinances were nullified by a new state law. Ironically, mandatory E-Verify compliance for employers is now among a host of bipartisan proposals in the new Senate immigration package.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if I feel vindicated, but it's like, thank goodness, you know, anybody that we can take just to make sure that everybody is on the same playing field.
Milne says even though the measures she worked so hard to pass were scrapped, she took the defeat in stride. She says a lot of local employers are now voluntarily using E-Verify anyway.
As far as I was concerned, I was done because I got it passed. This is more of a jobs thing than it was all about immigration. So we had kind of moved on.
Other anti-illegal immigration activists across Southern California have kind of moved on, too, or at least muted the volume on their bullhorns. That includes arguably the most influential voice in the anti-illegal immigration movement in recent years, a gray-haired, retired public accountant from Orange County.
I don't want to be a celebrity. I don't want to be deemed as some kind of false savior of mankind.
In 2004, Jim Gilchrist launched the Minuteman Project, a brash band of self-described citizen patriots who took to patrolling the U.S.-Mexico border.
That was almost a shock and awe event. Nobody had ever done that before. And it did bring international attention to the issue of illegal immigration.
Speaking at a cafe near his home in coastal Orange County, Gilchrist says he knew a bunch of volunteers could never stem the flow of immigrants crossing the border illegally. It was showmanship, spectacle, a way to draw attention to the issue. And it worked. Gilchrist became a media darling. And at the peak of his celebrity several years ago, he and his allies were credited with helping derail another immigration overhaul package floated by a whole different group of Democrats and Republicans. But shortly after that, the Minuteman Project nearly derailed itself. After members accused Gilchrist of extorting tens of thousands of dollars and using some of the cash to bankroll a failed run for U.S. Congress, he denies the allegations and, after a bitter court fight, won back control of the group, though membership has since plummeted.
I don't think that the movement in general is creating that awe anymore. I think we're still audible. We still carry some influence. We have moved the debate from covert whispering behind closed doors to outright front page stories in the media.
Deport all these people. Deport the children because they're children of illegal alien parents. And you...
While some anti-illegal immigration activists burned out or moved on, others, like Raymond Herrera, press forward. Herrera recently took on the Riverside County Board of Supervisors after it passed a resolution in support of a federal path to citizenship. Herrera is a former construction worker who claims he lost his job 10 years ago because of the surge of illegal immigrants. The Vietnam War veteran dubbed himself California's Crusader and founded a small grassroots group called We the People.
It may be true that, you know, some street activism may have been toned down, but if you look at the overall picture across this nation, the movement is as strong as it's ever been, and in fact, it is getting stronger. Believe me, sweat is just pouring off the brow.
Herrera says national groups like Numbers USA and the Federation for American Immigration Reform, or FAIR, stepped in to fill the vacuum left in the wake of smaller regional groups that have quieted or fallen silent. Members of Herrera's group are joining FAIR in Washington, D.C. this month to lobby against any immigration reforms that include what they call amnesty, what others call a path to citizenship for millions of undocumented people. UC Irvine professor Leo Chavez says many activists also shifted their bare-knuckle activism from the streets and the border and into the mainstream via the Tea Party.
Because let's don't forget, there's still a number of congresspeople who are staunchly conservative and follow the philosophy of the Tea Party and have, you know, basically declared that they're against anything that smells less of amnesty.
Hemet Councilwoman Shelley Milne says there's been an undeniable shift in the debate over illegal immigration, and those on either side of the issue who hold fast to rigid ideas about border security, a path to citizenship, or other issues could end up being swept aside.
I tell you, I'm glad that the dust is settling on the immigration, because, like, we want them here, just not running around to where there's no accountability, either from their employers or, you know, so they're not misused. I really hope that the dust settles and we can finally be rid of this argument.
But with federal lawmakers just starting to chew over the details of any possible changes to immigration policy, there's bound to be a lot more arguing and protesting before any dust can really settle. For the California Report, I'm Stephen Cuevas.